Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, the last edition for 2020. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we have a special guest because he's waiting for us to finish up. Joey Deez.
Hello.
Wow. Welcome, brother.
It's good to be here, sister.
What is our contact info that we will probably not look at until next year?
I will, because I am a good employee. We have an Instagram. It's the broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at the broadcast 999 at gmail.com.
And this is just going to be a quick episode because we promised it last week. We are just going to talk about what we want to do for the holidays as well as possible resolutions.
Dun, dun,
before
dun.
We get into that, I do want to give a quick shout out because we did get a text message from Ashley saying, OMG, I just wanted to say I listened to you guys all morning and I'm so proud of you guys for doing all the challenges and raising all that money for Coats for Kids.
Yes!
Last week was Coats for Kids Day. We all had a plethora of challenges, which we'll talk about in a sec. It warmed my heart so much. Also, I had to ask, I hope this isn't weird, but I was watching the video with you and all the whipped cream and all I can think and check out is Vicky's skin is so clear and nice. I need to know what face things you use. Well, thank you. I was totally hating my skin this morning.
Oh, well, no, it looks great.
No, I'm like seeing the wrinkles and stuff. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling old.
And you don't wear makeup, so no. That was all natural.
All natural.
What do you use?
Something I got at Costco.
Okay, so she has no idea.
No, I use my own face toner. So I use like the peach orchid, whatever, apricot scrub to
clean
my face. And then I use my own toner, which I make out of witch hazels, tea tree oil, and water, preferably distilled water, but I ain't got time for that.
It's doing something. You should sell it.
And then I use like whatever the Jennifer Gardner Costco combo thing she's selling at Costco. I got one of those. It got me.
Oh, well, it's working.
Yeah, well, thank you. That being said, thank you guys so much for donating, for listening to us on Coats for Kids Day.
Yeah, we won. We beat the men's room.
Oh, yeah. And as of the time of this recording, we've already passed $71,000 total.
Damn.
It's crazy. Yeah, and one of the things Vicky had to do was shove a bunch of whipped cream in her mouth and sing Dominic the Donkey.
With BJ.
And it's all over the socials, so go dig for it because it is quite the scene.
Yeah, I'm like, I should have charged for that, man. Only
fans. You should have. Joey would have paid to see that again.
I'd pay to see it right now.
Thank you.
Make it rain.
That being said, what are your guys' plans for the holiday break? It is COVID season. We are trying to be safe. So obviously we're not going to be out and partying New Year style. But I am curious what stuff you guys are going to be doing while at home.
Unfortunately, because of that, Joey and I can't hang out with our friends like we normally do on a break. So I have a feeling Joey's probably going to hang out with me a lot. Because as annoying as I can be, it's better than being alone, right?
It is definitely better than being alone.
You can come if you really need a break. Just come over and play board games.
Vicky. Yeah, we all need our space too.
It's an hour drive, but
still. Yeah, I think we're just going to, you know, kind of keep it chill. Trying not to go crazy. I'm actually trying to plan with my boyfriend, like day trips, because I am starting to
get stir crazy.
Get stir crazy again, which happened in the first lockdown. So I'm thinking, like, you know, he really likes disc golf. So, like, plan random things to check out different disc golf courses, or maybe a trip just to like go in the snow and go sledding, or something socially distant, but get out to where you're not just sitting at home watching TV. As much as I love doing that, I'm going crazy.
There's more episodes of Jersey Shore on you should check out if you're bored. It's the holiday season.
No. Is there any, I know you're looking forward to getting out, but either of you guys, is there any shows you're looking to either catch up on or start? Because there are new shows that are going to be coming out soon, like Sabrina, the fourth season of Sabrina, which I know you guys are all up to date on, is coming out on December 31st.
I'm actually tempted to start The Queen's Gambit. I was looking at it last night on Netflix, but I think it might be a little over my head. I told my boyfriend I'm more of a checkers girl than a chess girl.
Fair.
And I hear it's all about chess, but I've heard it's really, really, really good, but it takes me a moment to like start a new something rather than just rewatching stuff that I already like.
Gotcha.
You know? What about you?
I'm definitely going to probably binge Sabrina once that comes out. I think Wonder Woman's also coming out during the breaks, and that's going to be free on HBO Max. So I'm definitely going to be watching that.
And she's fine.
Oh my God, I love Gal Gadot. I'm tempted, so I'm going to make my dad watch The Mandalorian because we've been trying, but then when you have a toddler running around, it's kind of hard. We were also having a big, long discussion about Spider-Man, which made me look like a crazy person. I'm like, okay, I need you to stay with me because I'm about to explain the many universes and multiverses.
Like all the movies?
Well, all the stuff that's coming out soon with like WandaVision and like the third Spider-Man movie. You know, what's going in with Doctor Strange and this and that. So I had to like sit there and explain it to him and what's going on with all the casting news that's been going on. But listen to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We talk about that more.
It's probably went way over his head like it is right now with mine.
Right. But he made a mention like, I'd like to see Kingpin. I'm like, Dad, gotta watch Daredevil. You want to see a good Kingpin, go watch Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. That was actually pretty dope.
So there's three seasons of that. So I might either get back into that. I've only seen it once all the way through, but I might make him watch it, too.
The Mandalorian's another one my boyfriend loves, and he says that I would really like it.
I think you would, too. It's not super nerdy. Like, there's definitely references, and Joe can back me up on this. Like, if you are a super fan, that you would be losing your mind.
He's just so boring. He's so
dull. How much have you seen?
I saw like half of the first episode, Baby Yoda is the coolest, best part of this, and that's all I can focus on because the Mandalorian just has that same voice on hand. You know, I was just like, he's going to be the main person in this. I don't know if I'm going to like it.
I think it's more about everyone he encounters because he does encounter a lot of new people every episode, and it gets fun, I think. But there is one episode where I was just like, why did nobody warn me? These creatures are freaking terrifying. Do not like.
Do you think I would like it, Joe?
No. I don't. So you like more drama, I would say, in most of your shows, meaning that things happen a lot. The Mandalorian is much slower, action-based.
It's very episodic.
Yeah.
So it's very like, yes, you have a main storyline that they're following, but each episode kind of has its own adventure. It's a different adventure every episode.
Oh, so you can just like, I can watch like the fifth episode in this season and still be caught.
Especially because they give you the recaps usually.
The background. Maybe I would need to start with that. Because I've heard there's like a bunch of new the newer episodes are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll get into one of those, see if I like that, and then maybe start from the beginning.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what episode she would really like.
Maybe. And this is the hard part.
I'm thinking maybe the one with
probably none of them.
Timothy Oliphant, which I don't remember if it was the first or second episode, which was very kind of westerny. Timothy Oliphant is pretty hot.
We'll see. I mean, Baby Yoda's hella cute, so Baby Yoda's there. At least I'm starting to
all adorbs.
He's so adorable. I love him
so much.
I'm actually thinking the episode where they go to the forest planet the first time because Baby Yoda has a lot of cute shots, and then it also has the super powerful woman in the show who first shows up, wrestler.
Yes.
So I could see her liking that one.
Down with that. All right. As far as New Year's resolutions go.
Oh, New Year's resolutions. I love New Year's resolutions. But I failed mine last year, so I didn't think I deserved one this year, which is good because I feel like
you wouldn't have been able
to. Who the hell accomplished their New Year's resolution this year?
I didn't.
No one.
Because I was planning on joining a soccer team.
And
that ended up having to go.
I remember that. I was going to join with you.
And that went.
Yeah.
I could have gotten to see Sarah play soccer.
Hey, man, it would have been like back in the Dizzy. I was so bad.
Okay.
I was so bad. I played for like 5 years, and I'm so bad.
I played for 9 years, and I miss it. Like, I am so out of shape,
well,
so slow. When this is over, that is my goal.
When teams are a thing again.
Pun intended.
Yes!
Yes, I want to play soccer again. I miss it.
So do you guys have one this year for 2021? Are you guys even going to think about it at all?
I feel like that will be it. If everything is like fine and dandy when this works,
I feel like that might be a 2022 goal.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, like if there's a soccer team I can join at the end of summer next year, you know, maybe I can do that. If not, it would definitely be for the next one. But I don't know. What are you thinking, Joe? Sarah?
I have a very simple goal. What? And my simple goal is to continue the goal that I was trying to do this year, which was to lose my stomach fat by the new year.
Get those abs, baby.
It did not happen. I was close. Then Thanksgiving and my birthday happened. We fell off the rails. The gym's closed again. And that goal suddenly became very far out of reach.
I mean, I don't see your stomach often or ever. So, but like for what it's worth, you don't look like you gained weight. You still look like trim.
No, yeah, I lost, I think, 15 pounds this year.
Okay.
But I had lost 15 pounds in August.
And
so I was
thinking
that last stretch was the hard part and that I'd be able to do it. And I was on course to do it. But unfortunately, as Sarah saw during my birthday, you know, pizza and cake, leftover pizza and cake, and then And then more leftover pizza and cake. Doesn't help the waistline.
Joey started this diet like when quarantine started. So what, March, April-ish?
Yeah, so the first 3 weeks of March, I gained 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked
it's
at
muscle,
my,
right?
Oh, yeah, it was all muscle. I looked and I was like, I cannot keep this diet going on. This is not going to be good knowing how long this lockdown is going to go. So yeah, it was about 6 months of on the diet after
and
that.
And he did so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been doing so good. Yeah, but this time of the year... it's, you know, it gets tough.
You can't hike. The gyms are closed. Sarah's giving me cookies left and right. I
seasonal
got
seasonal depression, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who doesn't have it,
right?
Day hikes turned into day drinking.
So, yeah, it really does, though.
Honestly, that is probably my goal / what I'm going to be doing for the holidays is pee drinking the entire time.
Oh, hell yeah. So that's your goal, 2021. Lose stomach fat. Get some abs?
Stomach fat by April. Abs by July is the hope.
Dang, 3 months to get some abs after April.
3 months to lose stomach fat, 3 months to start seeing definition in the abs. I don't need to be six-pack guy. Dang. I don't need any of that. I've never been that person. I don't really care. It's more I just want to see if I can do it. And I think this 6 months this year proved that I can stay on it because I was on a very strict diet for at least half that.
Right. Wow, and then that's perfect for summertime. Show those ladies what you got.
We won't be able to do anything. Ooh. I'll be at my house.
You can have your shirt off, though, anywhere you are.
But if I'm warm out,
dude,
my shirt will be off.
Yeah,
will it?
Abs.
Because you look kind of pale.
I'm
like,
very
do you burn?
Pale. I actually thought about going over to Sarah's place because they have a backyard. I don't have a backyard where I live. And just like whipping out like a little lawn chair. Yeah. And going like full on Speedo and just tanning 30 minutes a day.
Don't tell me when you're going to do that.
I don't have to tell you so you can't see it.
Yeah.
Just like I don't know what's under your shirt. I don't know what's under everything else. So I don't know if you're hairy or not. Do you have to shave like before you tan? I don't know. I'm asking because I never allow myself to get that hairy.
It's a great question for all the women out there. Do I need to shave or will I be okay?
No, I mean, like, if you don't shave, let's say, and then, like, will your suntan get all weird?
I've never had a problem with it when I was hiking.
I also don't know what you have underneath. I don't know if you have a shag carpeting or if it's just, like, a little wisp.
I have a third heart.
I don't know what that means.
No, nothing. It's more than my second heart. I'm a nice guy. No, I got really good at nothing here.
No. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know any of that. I don't want to know. I don't want to know this conversation. But I've done that. I've tanned outside in our backyard before. Mm-hmm. And now we have neighbors really close. So it's going to be really, really awkward.
Could I ruin your relationship with your neighbors by just full Speedo?
Like, I think your dad would be cool with it.
Yeah, there is no relationship now. So I might as well just be painted forever.
Awesome.
So you can do that in my backyard. I have no backyard. I have just a little piece of gravel that leads up to my driveway, my garage.
Perfect.
You can tan there if you'd
like.
You
can make it weird for Vicky's neighbors too.
I'm kind of worried about the tiny child hitting me on the badongos.
He sees you laying down. He will climb on you and he has no concept of what hurts.
Yes.
And he thinks it's funny.
Oh, and he doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. My dad got his little motorcycle toy out of storage. So he's been riding that everywhere. And so he keeps ramming into your feet. And my mom was wearing sandals. She's like, ah! And he thought that was funny as hell.
Oh, I would just kick it. The kid.
Him.
The child.
Yeah, I'm worried about Sarah's view on your child.
I'm worried about her when she has her own children.
I'm going to call them its too.
She's already threatened me, saying that Uncle Joey is going to be spending a lot of time with her kids.
Oh, 3 to 4 times a week.
You know, you could just not have kids.
I want them, though. I want little Sarah's. Hello.
You want little Sarah's and only take care of them like 2 days a week?
She loves herself so much, Vicky, that why not have more of her?
Exactly. But you finally get it now.
See, I just feel like that's competition with you.
What, my little one?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to win. They're going to be little.
Exactly.
It's like a little me.
So why
it's
would
like,
you want to compete?
Because it's just me, but like better.
Can there be anything better than you?
That's true.
That's the challenge. Yeah. She might have a lot of kids.
What if it's not a little Sarah and it's a little J-Rubs?
Oh, I've thought of this. It makes me sad to think. I'm just kidding. Actually, I would love a little J-Rubs. That would be so cute,
too. There was a comedian. It's like, why don't you have kids? Why are you single? She's like, because I haven't. Like, don't you want a mini you? She's like, yeah, I want a mini me, but I'm rolling the dice. What if I get a mini him?
Yeah, it's true.
Have you seen the guys I dated? They're all idiots. We'd all end up going to jail because it's the dad going to jail for being the dad. Me killing the kid because he's like his dad and me, you know.
All my exes, yes. I totally agree.
No, but definitely my resolution is to put myself out there a little more.
Yes. People. Well, hopefully you can. Hopefully.
Well, online is like the only way right now. So
yeah, that's
even
true.
Then, it's like you kind of get a little, what's the word? You just kind of get annoyed with it. You get fed up real easy.
With online.
Like just trying to meet people online, whether it's friends or anything else. Because you'll start talking to somebody and it's like, okay.
It's exhausting. Yeah. And then you kind of like get sad about it and then just delete the whole thing.
And then you just like end up not talking to them or they end up not talking to you. Because I think everyone's just kind of in that same like, we're trying, man, but this is just too depressing.
Well, and now people have been in this so long, I think people don't even care. And that's like, they're like, I'm going to meet up with someone from online now. Like, I have single friends who are doing that because they're like, okay, well, this can't be the new norm.
There's only one position they can do and they have to wear masks while doing it.
Hey, I know what position they're talking about. Well, there's a few, actually.
Well, like one facing. You can't be facing each other. How about that?
Yeah, reverse cowgirl. That's one, too. I was thinking.
Yeah, like, I guess they're kind of the same thing, just depending on where your knees are. Anywho, we're going to move on from that. We want to say thank you for listening to us all year and our shenanigans.
Yes!
We're excited to hear all the stories about what you guys did over the holidays and
what you guys get into, but be safe.
What did you get for the holidays? What did Santa bring you?
What are your New Year's resolutions? Give me ideas.
Yeah, because right now it's like don't eat like crap and don't kill anybody.
And don't drink too much.
Aren't you getting a really awesome Xmas gift? That should be your New Year's resolution to use that.
The Peloton?
Oh, the Peloton?
The Peloton.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to use that regardless.
New Year's resolution. You get BJ to ride the Peloton more than once a week.
I get BJ to actually enjoy riding the Peloton.
He's not going to.
That's a tough one.
I think it'd be easier to ask Santa for a new, like, baby dragon or a unicorn, and then you can get to BJ actually enjoying working out.
I know. That's gonna be a whole thing this break.
Side note, 2021, if anyone does have a unicorn, let me know.
Ooh.
I would like to achieve this dream.
Like a unicorn, or a female that's a unicorn?
I don't even know if I...
Aren't they called unicorns?
So, yes, a woman who... So, let's say you're in a relationship, and there's a woman who's, like, the third. She's a unicorn, because you very rarely find a woman who wants to be the third in a relationship.
And I heard they're supposed to be, like, super beautiful and super hot and, like, not crazy.
Like, that's just why they're a unicorn. They don't exist.
That's why they're a unicorn, yeah.
I will take either of these unicorns.
I'm just picturing Joey with, like, his, like, you know, new flat trim stomach, you know, that he's working hard for on the unicorn. Just...
Wow,
majestic.
That would be magical.
See, even the computer like thought noise. It was magical.
Yeah.
Of course. It saw me with one unicorn. Now I'm thinking two unicorns. One, you know, if you find one, they've got to come in
Don't
pairs.
Push your limit, all right?
I say the actual, like, horse-type unicorn and then your unicorn lady riding behind you. Actually, yeah. She should be the big spoon.
Me and my unicorn riding a unicorn?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever get a van, that's what needs to be painted on the side of the van, like airbrushed.
I like it.
That'd be so magical. I approve of this.
Anyways, guys, hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and we'll see you guys in the new year.
Bye!